Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to.
It's a ridiculous day. Crank it up. On this good day, you're going to have the presence of Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Mr. McFadden, and whoever else we can drag in off the streets of Washington or the streets of California or the streets. I can't drag anybody off the street because I'm 1,400 feet off the street. My arm doesn't reach that far, but I can see for miles the beautiful sunshine, the breezes, the grass turning brown already. It's great. All right, so now let's concentrate on the weather elsewhere. The floods, the fatalities, the uproar, people missing, all of that sort of thing. Southwest has Armageddon headlines.
Well, it kind of is, really, in Texas and parts of Oklahoma.
It's a bad weather day week.
No, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. The flooding in this river is so extreme that it's
26
away.
Was it yesterday you said it went up 26 feet in an hour or something?
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Crazy. And two families have gone missing. They were gathered at a house along the river for Memorial Day weekend, about 35 miles southwest of Austin. The river swole up and took the house
away. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
There was a tornado and a flood, and there were Memorial Day parties.
You're like the postal service. Our party will go on. It was so bad, you guys, that it interrupted my viewing of Three Fat Guys in the Woods on the Weather Channel because they kept interrupting with updates.
No.
I mean, it's real serious out there.
It certainly is.
It was the first time I found it. They dumped three fat guys in the woods to survive on their own, to teach them confidence in themselves.
All right, we're digressing somewhat. Molly, would you bring us back to the serious report that you have there, please?
Just in that same area where those homes were swept away, where families were gathering, there's another 400 homes that were destroyed in the town of Wimberley. About 1,000 homes damaged throughout Hays County. Five San Marcos police cars were washed away.
Why is it such a the East Coast, the West Coast having a drought? California farmers cutting water use to ease the drought. There was outrage in California. Remember last month when Jerry Brown was explaining the rules and why the rules were as they are or were going to be. Farmers were exempt from the new water rules. However, it appears that that has changed, Jennifer. The drought has gotten some of the farmers to give up some of their water. As a matter of fact, I'm looking up in the Sacramento-San Joaquin area, giving up a quarter of their water, either by leaving part of their land unplanted or finding other ways to reduce their water use.
Mm-hmm. And that was a deal that they said, okay, look, we'll strike this deal and we'll cut our water, but this will be the last time you can impose water restrictions on us. So they've said, we'll come to the table, we'll cut, but we don't want to have anything else cut from us, which I think is a good thing. People were calling on the farmers to do this.
Well, but wait a minute. Let me speak for the farmers here.
I am with you. Because
for the consumers, hello, California and that area, especially San Joaquin Valley, grows more of the leafy green vegetables that we need for our diet, spinach, broccoli, lettuce.
People are more concerned with the almond farmers. That's it.
Well,
almond farmers and dairy,
yeah.
Because both of those consume the most amount of water. So the only two types of farms I've heard that people were really concerned about were almonds first and then dairy secondarily.
But that's an important part of the California
economy.
It's where people get. Do you realize how much produce, whether it's dairy or whether it's leafy green vegetables or fruit or almonds or whatever it is, comes out of this area of California that feeds the entire country?
Yeah, almost all the almonds for the country.
So what are you doing if you cut off the water supply, you're cutting off your old proverbial nose to spite your face.
And I'll tell you, it's because of poor planning.
Why aren't they desalinating the water? Nobody's answered that intelligently,
okay, so
as far as I'm concerned.
I have some answers on that, because please. I asked that question too. I guess desalinizing water takes up so much water to desalinize water that it's not very viable on the long term.
The water goes in, the salt comes out. What's the big deal?
I guess it takes a lot of water to do that. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but people are talking
there's
about
a levee. Notice the Pacific is pretty full these days. There's a lot of water there.
There's a lot of people that have proposed ideas about piping water in from somewhere. And then I just got a story yesterday. This one freaks me out a little bit. They're looking at serving a sewer water in California now. They're looking
sewer
at
water.
Yeah, repurposing sewer Perfect. Water to use as drinking water.
Why does that freak you out?
Well, you know, two reasons.
What, number one and number two?
There you go. Specifically, number two concerns me.
Really? I, on my farm, use repurposed human waste that comes out of the sewerage treatment plants in Massachusetts. They have figured out a way to pelletize it, and actually is pretty decent fertilizer. So there are ways of doing this. In fact, if you understand the space program, what do you think these guys are drinking when they're out in space for as long as they are? They have a way to take the urine and to clean it up. And that's what they're drinking.
Well, that's where all these ideas for
disgusting or not,
droughty for droughty California, they're all coming from NASA and JPL.
Yeah, so that's really going to be the reality. Thanks for giving us that vivid description, though, Jennifer. That was very good.
I see it in my brain.
I didn't hear Molly Upchuck, though, so it must not have been that bad.
I had my mic off.
She's thinking of you.
So easily offended by things like that. 14 after the hour. Let's see if we can do something about the way your eyes are looking. People say to me, you always are talking about how the face looks, and you're trying to make people look better. Yeah, I am. That's one of the good purposes here. People that want to sponsor the program want you to look better and feel better about yourself. So we talk about your teeth and your eyes and your hair. And this specific 60 seconds is devoted to your hair. I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's devoted to your eyes. The bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. If you've been looking at them for too long and you've been thinking, oh, my God, there's got to be something I can do. I don't want to keep putting makeup. Guys aren't putting makeup on, so they look like Bill Clinton, tired all the time. Genucel uses the power of plant stem cell therapy and technology to target specifically the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, the lines. You want to extract the water. That's what this serum does. I've touched it because I put it on my eyes, and it is not necessarily like water. It's not like oil. It has this really strange, unique feel to it, and what it does is extract the water that is causing the puffiness in the bags around your eyes. That's what it does. You will love it. Men and women, call 800-543-9262. Take advantage of the spring sale opportunity for Genucel. 800-543-9262. Say goodbye to the bags, the puffiness. It will work, or you'll get your money back. Order it now, and the folks that make this product will double your order. So you get a 3-month supply of Genucel that you pay for. You'll get another 3 months coming along with your order at no extra cost. 800-543-9262. That ought to get you to try this out. Great, great, great product. Works, works, works. 800-543-9262.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He spent 14 of his 15 years in the majors with the Seattle Mariners, hitting over 300 home runs and driving in just shy of 1,000 runs.
Deep to left center, a grand slam. Dave Buehner scores four with his 15th home run of the year.
So where is Jay Buehner now? Jay retired following the 2001 season. He works with the Mariners during spring training, and the team inducted him into the Hall of Fame in 2004. Jay was immortalized on an episode of Seinfeld when the fictitious version of George Steinbrenner paid a visit to the home of Frank Costanza, played by the great Jerry Stiller.
hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs, over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Jay Buhner, living on in syndication. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you start down the path toward big success? Author and martial arts Hall of Famer Jim Bouchard has the answer.
Make a decision. He adds that we humans often overcomplicate things. It's not that hard. Start by making a decision to move forward.
Then take something you want or need to do. Create a series of steps to achieve it. Then go for it.
How can you be more decisive?
Make it a habit.
Start with insignificant decisions. For example, let's say you go out to lunch with some coworkers. When you pick up the menu, give yourself a time limit to decide what to order. Then, be happy with what you get.
Make a decision and stick with it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, going shopping, purchasing a big ticket item. Well, believe it or not, if you want to get the best deal, then it matters what you wear. More specifically, it matters what colors you wear. Here's the science of it. Colors are associated with power. After all, there's the red power tie. Would you respond to a policeman giving you a ticket if he or she were wearing a baby blue suit? And athletic teams are thought to be more aggressive when they wear dark colors, especially black. So if you're purchasing a big ticket item, then the colors to wear are black or gray. They suggest you can't take advantage of me. What's the cheap psychological trick? Wear darker colors and you'll be seen as more powerful. The salespeople will take you seriously. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
18 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jen Jen and Mau Mau and Ken Ken.
The whole gang.
Yes. Okay.
Whole gang gang.
By the way, the California folks are looking for advice in Australia as well, because it is the driest inhabited continent on the face of the planet. So they're getting help from the farmers and they're getting help from Australia, but no help. Why don't they just seed the clouds? Everybody keeps asking that.
That's my question.
I know it is. Okay. In Nevada, a man is on trial on murder charges after opening fire on two trespassers at a vacant rental unit. And this has brought into question, once again, Molly, the Stand Your Ground law, because apparently Nevada is the latest state to test this. What's the scoop?
Well, this gentleman is 74 years old. He insists that he was justified in the fatal shooting of one unarmed trespasser, seriously wounding another. This was at a rundown duplex in 2014. The couple was in there. It was dark. They were under some covers. He walked in.
They were poaching, sort of? Is that they were?
I guess maybe they were
homeless?
Squatting.
Yeah.
It seems like they were.
Sorry, squatting is better than poaching. Yes, go ahead.
Possibly homeless.
Yeah.
And he thought that a flashlight they had was a gun, so he says, and he shot them. So the case stems from, you know, is Stand Your Ground.
So he's on trial for murder.
Here. Yeah. And they're saying, you know, he had the right to defend himself, but was his life in danger?
Mm-hmm.
Could he have escaped? And the Stand Your Ground law says that you don't need to escape if it's in your home.
But it wasn't his home. It was an empty rental unit. There was nobody in it.
Yes, that he owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll be subject to further information that comes forth, but at this point in time, I'm thinking this guy's guilty. Anybody disagree or agree with me?
Well, there had been trespassers before, and there had been some looting before, so that's why he was checking it out.
Shoot, yeah.
Yeah, Kenny? Sorry, Kenny.
But he got there, and the door was, it was his rental, and the door was locked from the inside.
That's weird.
So he went in with a gun in each hand, rather than calling police.
What would Chuck Norris do?
21 after. Good, Jennifer.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hi, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Here's the video of the day. It's a parody public service announcement warning of the dangers of selfie sticks, poking fun at the entire selfie fad. It's no coincidence that there are a few pizzas in this PSA, because it's brought to you by Pizza Hut. You got to see it, but we'll play you some of the audio from it now, Richie, yeah?
Selfies are beautiful. Who hasn't been thrilled by the self-photographer? Those fabulous Norse artists who allow us to bask in the brightness of their shine. But these egotastic specimens of visual self-obsession are in danger. Danger caused by this. By moving the camera away from the central subject of the selfie, selfie sticks create the illusion that other objects, places, and even people exist. The curiosity generated by this new point of view leads our self-focused friends out into a much wider world, and that leads to disaster.
They used to be focused on just themselves, like how their hair was a bomb, or how adorbs their new shoes were. Just hashtag, hashtag, hashtag. Now they realize they can take pictures that capture so much more. And I hate that.
Given their propensity to compare, compete, and outdo each other, selfies.
Oh my God, this is hysterical.
Being glorious, Van Gogh.
All right,
I'm watching it. You gotta see.
All right, so that's go to the DougSteffen.com homepage, and the video of the day always comes up first. It's a big video box that you see as you click on and just watch it and enjoy.
The guy puts a selfie stick up and he gets struck by lightning.
His name is Benjamin Franklin. All right, other food news. Speaking of pizzas, Pizza Hut is going to test delivery in a way that sort of, when you think about Uber and how they work, didn't somebody else, because Domino's was thinking about this, weren't they, Kenny? A couple of weeks ago, we talked about somebody else doing the same thing, it seems to me. They want to use cars, but I don't understand, because Uber. Maybe it's just you call up and they'll be there with a pizza in 4 minutes. That's kind of what they're promising here. I don't know how they're going to do it. McDonald's.
Well, they cook the pizza in the car?
That's kind of awesome.
McDonald's is testing this at 88 Mickey D's in Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn.
Oh, they're delivering.
Yeah.
McDonald's,
right.
Yes.
And the delivery test is with Postmates, which is a third-party delivery service that Starbucks recently said it was going to use. So now we got Starbucks, you got McDonald's, you got Pizza Hut, and I swear there was one other company that
these
we talked
about. These third-party delivery services for food are getting huge because they want everybody to download their app. The little sandwich store downstairs that we go to, Doug, they've got an app now, and I just go to the app, I order my food, and they bring it up in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
All right, so let's see. Panera, I think this is one of the finer mall food operations in the country.
That
people agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have
I ate one right by your house, Dougie. Remember when I went to try to come and find you and you weren't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Become the first restaurant chain to publicly post a comprehensive list of all artificial additives.
Oh, that's good.
That it has removed or plans to remove by the end of next year from the food it serves. It's dubbed it the no-no list. Includes more than 150 ingredients. Sulfur dioxide is one of them, BHT, that sort of thing. They're removing it from all their foods. Beginning this week, Panera selling salads with clean salad dressings, all made without artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, and preservatives. So does that give people the... would that move you to go to go to Panera Bread?
I think so.
Yes, it would me. I like what they do. Greek salad dressing.
If you have a choice between clean salad dressings and junk, of course.
Yeah, of course you're going to do it. All right. A couple of items of interest from the Doug Steffen.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing
self with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I've never won a cap for the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
One of the songs that we did on
the Wax and Truck Show on the Good Day Show. It's 33 past the hour, and welcome to the farm.
Yeah. What do you got? Yeah. What do you got for interest in that?
Yeah.
That truck. Really?
Are we really just listening into his conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what happens during the breaks, everybody.
Yeah, fantastic.
I better have my finger on the button.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
We're already ready. On the air. We've been listening to
you. Are?
We're wondering what truck you're going to wash and wax.
Very exciting stuff on that farm. Right. Holy mackerel.
Harry Geller will join us. My clock is kind of haywire.
Apparently.
Maybe you should clean it.
I'm yelling at you saying, okay, let's go. And you're like, okay, we're going to go.
All right, where's the China syndrome? Where's the China syndrome? Before we get to her, we got a couple of other things we have to cover here.
Hold on, here you go.
I like China. Yeah. So we've had, over the past couple of days, a number. Well, it's usually not a day that goes by. We don't have something to report on U.S.-China relations.
And not good.
Earlier this week, it was the two kids from China who got a federal grant to get their Ph.D. and study how it is that we can understand or listen to the Chinese phone calls. That is, the NSA can use a new kind of software. So what do? They sold the software to China and then went back. I think we caught them before they went back. All right, so there was that. And then there was something else. What did I talk about earlier, Kenny, that was connected? Yes, he was. He's always listening. That's exactly what I was saying. But sometimes he doesn't remember any better than I do. So that's not the point. Here's the latest. China warned by the United States government against confronting U.S. aerial patrols over the South China Sea. There has been a verbal dispute between the Chinese military. There was a dispatcher who was at it with a couple of Navy surveillance aircraft. So today's LA Times reports the Navy released two videos and an audio recording of the back and forth between the Chinese and our surveillance aircraft, which took place on Wednesday afternoon when the dispatcher demanded eight times that the Navy Poseidon aircraft leave the area as it flew over a reef in an island chain where China has conducted a lot of reclamation work, shall we say. Foreign military aircraft, this is the Chinese Navy. You are approaching our military alert zone. Leave immediately. That was what the dispatcher said on the recording. You might have that translated from the Chinese, Richie, around somewhere. After the American crew responded, it was flying over international waters. The dispatcher responded, this is the Chinese Navy. You go. You Wong.
This is the Chinese Navy. This is the Chinese Navy. Please go away quickly.
Yeah. Please go away quickly.
Please go away.
Please go away quickly. I think it's funny that your Chinaman sounds like an Indian.
Military aircraft. This is Chinese Navy. You are approaching our military alert zone. Please immediately go, go.
You go.
I'd go. Sounds upsetting.
Can I get a large shake with that, please?
You go.
Sounds like he's at a drive-through window box, doesn't he?
Military aircraft. This is Chinese Navy.
I'd like
you
six chicken nuggets.
Our military alert zone. Please immediately. No. You go.
You go.
You go.
No one number 24. You have 23. All right. Okay. Should we all just get ready to?
You know, he's been very quiet on this. I think Molly doesn't quite know what to make of it. We go off on these stupid down on these stupid, stupid roads.
Molly is such a professional.
Sorry, but yeah. I'm journaling.
We usually have a conversation every day after the show, and she's like, well, "What am I supposed to do when he does this?"
That's what she's journaling about.
You know, yes. Molly's like such a serious news person. She does know what to do with you sometimes.
Dear diary.
Right. That's
it's
right.
Friday. Doug's talking about waxing his truck on the air.
No, just washing that.
Oh, or maybe we'll wax it later on. All right. But Joe says it's not worth it because it's worth the same whether it's clean or it's not clean. So anyway.
Thanks for that.
Thank you for the update.
There we go. So if you are heading out, or as Molly would say, if you're heading out this weekend, bring some patience with you because traffic is horrible. So, and this summer looks like it's going to be a croaker, too. I bought a ticket already to go back out and see my children and Miles later in June. And I bought it like 6 weeks out. Cost twice as much money as the ticket that I had to go out. What was that? When did I go to L.A.? 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 6 weeks out. And it's $600-something. And so that's always what tells you what they've got on the books already and how many people are traveling. And there are flights that have been added now. Both American and Delta have added quite a few flights in the last.
Why do you think more people are traveling?
Because they have money.
A little
or
money.
They pent up demand. Whatever it is, the winter was horrible. They didn't go away in the wintertime. Whatever it is.
And people over the last few years hadn't been traveling as much, so maybe they're just done. They want to get out.
By the way, thank you. Wonderful Facebook posts from people who loved Charlotte and who love this program and who look at Millie and say, what a sweet-looking dog. She is a sweet, sweet dog. Unfortunately, that's the story.
Do we know how she's doing? Do we have an update?
Meredith was on her way there, and I haven't talked to her since she was on her way over there, but... it's just amazing. However, we got into this dog's life. We got into this dog's life to save the life of... This is one of the things that so many people... I never really experienced it before. Meredith's last dog, she got out of the same kind of a place. And because she wants a specific kind of dog that they don't have a lot of around here, but they seem to show up a lot. I mean, when you're in a big city like New York, you're gonna find pretty much whatever you want. There were 10 dogs like the kind that she wanted at this particular center, and that's why we went down yesterday to sort of see what was what. And she liked two of them and sort of selected one of them, both nice dogs. And then I'm walking around the corner. She had it in her mind that she thought I should get a dog anyway. I was not at all sure that I should get a dog because, it seems like it's an offense against Charlotte and in her memory, when in fact, I think, frankly, Charlotte set this all up in a strange spiritual sort of way. I walked around the corner, and in this cage is the sweetest little, if you've seen a picture of her, she is absolutely an adorable dog, and she took right to us. We walked outside, we
of course
played.
She did. She's about to be gassed.
As well, but she doesn't know that. She doesn't know that. But yeah. we had her play with the other dogs, and she was great. She was fun, and we both ran around the parking lot with her. And so we said, okay. And by the way, this is a long process. We were there about 3.5 or 4 hours. So by the time we're done, we walk out to the car, open the car door, dog jumped right into the car, right in the back seat. And then before we are, I don't know, 2 miles, she's in the front seat and in his lap and stays there pretty much for the whole trip home. And she seems fine. She was sleepy. I mean, being in those cages, listening to those dogs bark, oof, and the smell, ay, ay, ay. You know, there's something we were laughing about because we both like the smell of manure, but there's something about dog smell.
You know, we were just at our local pound and just walked, because we go through once or twice a year just kind of see the dogs.
Yeah.
But they had just redone the pound in Fairfax County, Virginia.
Yeah.
And man, wow, beautiful. Each run, each enclosure has a doggy door where they can go outside. So the enclosure is indoors for like 3 feet by 10 feet, and then outdoors for like 3 feet by 10 feet.
Yeah.
And very nice. And then they have a whole park where they each of the dogs gets to go down for like twice a day for like half an hour, 45 minutes, go run around. It's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to say thank you to Michelle Paul, who said, just to, I'm mentioning a few of the people here. Kenny, if you want to just check in with a few that I don't mention. Linda Lemaire, these are all people. Jeff likes Millie. Shirley Lilly likes her. Joni Collins Thompson. Josh Hood, thank you all for. And the best part of the story isn't just that we saved her from the kill, but Richie, Meredith sent Richie a picture of her. Was on, I think we just had left. It was about 5 o'clock. So you called about an hour later, and we got into this discussion about Milagros. She said, what's the name of the... Richie says, what's the dog's name? I said, well, it said on the cage Milagros, but I don't know what that means. And I like Millie anyway. She looked like a Millie, so I call her Millie. So Richie gets all hot and excited because his dog, one of them is named Milagros, and it means miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the way home...
Go ahead.
No, the rest of the way home, that's what Meredith's saying about the dog is a miracle. Anyway,
I thought it was cute that Meredith thought it was, she sent out like a birth announcement for you.
Yeah, right.
she sent me a text. Yeah. Introducing Miss Millie Stephan.
Yeah, right.
It was very cute.
Yeah, very cute. All right, 17 before the hour. Uri Geller, speaking of cute, a lot of people think Uri is cute.
Total
let's,
babe.
Let's find out whether Uri thinks. Watch him. You want to get him flustered? Wait, just a second. Hold on a second.
Do you want me to lay it on there?
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on a second. Uri Geller next on Good Day.
Now, teach psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? Well, maybe you ought to consider giving your kid music lessons. It can work wonders on your child's academic skills and mental health, too. Here's the science of it.
Everybody ready for music?
No doubt about it. Music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or actually any music lesson for that matter, teaches children rhythm, patience, and concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally creates many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's keeping you from living the life you want? For many people, it's fear.
Dr. Friedman Schaub, author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, says fear is a basic feeling. Its purpose is to keep you safe.
Like your body signals your brain when you feel pain, the subconscious alerts your conscious mind when it senses danger.
But fear can also hold you back. As the saying goes, fear makes the wolf bigger than he is.
There's a reason for this. What you focus on grows.
Pay attention to your fears, and they will get bigger. If you focus on the life you want, your mind goes to work coming up with ways to get it.
Act on those suggestions and the fears go away. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Canadian sprinter is one of the most controversial Olympians ever. He set a 100-meter record in 1988, only to be disqualified for steroid use.
Ben Johnson of Canada does it! A 9.84! Unbelievable!
So where is Ben Johnson now? Ben's a big soccer fan and is currently coaching in Melbourne, Australia. He's also coached Al-Sadi Gaddafi, the son of Muammar Gaddafi, and soccer superstar Diego Maradona. Ben says he and Diego are teaming up to open a worldwide chain of sports bars, but Ben still finds himself defending his own reputation because of his steroid controversy.
No one has the right to judge me because no one in his life is perfect. Anywhere else in the world, everybody's doing the same thing. Do you understand?
I guess bushes were made to be beaten around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. How are you doing in the friendship department? Richie, do you think you have more friends or fewer friends than you had when you were
I have lots
younger?
Of friends. I'm lots very lucky. Friends. I'm yeah, very lucky.
Well, you're a friendly guy. Molly, yes. You have more friends or fewer friends than you had when you were younger?
I think I have more friends, more male friends than I do female friends.
Ah, there you go.
Hubba hubba.
Jen, you'd like that to be your story too, right?
I have lots of friends, actually. I'm very blessed. Oh, pretty equal, I think,
really?
Male, female. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have lots of great, probably my best friends are girlfriends, but I have lots of great man friends too.
Uh-huh. What about Kenny?
Yeah, I also have friends.
I too have friends.
I don't have a friend.
Really? And Richie, well, I guess
you know it's funny. I have way more friends.
Yeah.
Because you know what happened is I have a friend tree. So like I have this group of friends from Sky School.
Yeah.
I have this group
yeah.
of friends from work. I have this group of friends from my neighborhood, and then it splinters out.
Do you co-mingle your groups?
I didn't have a choice. It just kind of all came together. So, here's Uri, by the way.
All right, Uri, we're talking about friends because you and I are great friends.
You hot piece of man.
Jenna, we were teasing earlier. I said, why don't you... Uri doesn't take compliments about what a good-looking fellow he is well. So I said to Jennifer, tease him about that a little bit. I don't think you do. I think that people tell me that I'm good-looking and people tell you that you're good-looking. And I don't know that we take it very well. Do you think you take it well?
You mean am I being complimented by yeah. others?
Compliments about your looks.
Compliments about you and how well you look at your stage in life.
Yeah, I love hearing that. Come on, tell me that every day.
All right, okay. Sometimes
just these words can slow the aging process in us.
Well, I will tell you, I haven't seen Uri in 7 or 8 years since he's been here in the studios. And he's in great shape. I mean, the guy is
thank you.
There. He's tall, good-looking dude.
I had to see him for several years, and I saw him last year, and the only thing, we were both teasing each other about the color of our hair, but other than that, neither of us have changed much at all, I don't think. You?
Doug, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you and me.
you look fantastic.
Come on, Uri.
Honestly, you look 15... I would even dare to say 20 years younger. You know, that I stopped dyeing my hair about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I said to myself, I mean, I looked in the mirror and I said to myself, who am I fooling? Come on. You know, and I feel so much better for that. First of all, the chemicals of dyeing your hair are bad. They're bad for your health because they get absorbed into your bloodstream. But at least, and you also cut down that fuss of buying hair dye and doing it in front of the mirror or going to the hairdresser. You know, I always say, look, if George Clooney doesn't dye his hair, I don't have to dye my hair either.
How do you know he doesn't dye his hair? He may be dying it the way it was, the way it does. How do you know? He could be doing that. A lot of people.
I don't.
I know.
But, Doug, listen, funny that you bring up.
All right, hurry. We got 30 seconds because it took us too long to get to you. Go ahead.
Okay, if you Google Keanu Reeves, you will find that he just turned 50, yeah, and he looks 25.
Yeah, there are some people who do a wonderful job of taking care of their bodies and their faces and their looks, and some people that don't. It's just whether it's important, but I just sort of wanted to underscore that and have a little fun with you. Mary Geller, URIGELLER, is his website. Fascinating things there. It's a good day.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and I have Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here to help us understand what's going on with BlackBerry. If you have a BlackBerry and like BlackBerries, I happen to have them every morning for breakfast. They're especially yummy.
Different BlackBerries.
Oh! Really? Oh, my God. No wonder this didn't make any sense to me. But I'll have Greg straighten it out for you in just a moment. So if you have a BlackBerry, stand by on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Canadian sprinter is one of the most controversial Olympians ever. He set a 100-meter record in 1988, only to be disqualified for steroid use.
Ben Johnson of Canada does it! A 9.84! Unbelievable!
So where is Ben Johnson now? Ben's a big soccer fan and is currently coaching in Melbourne, Australia. He's also coached Al-Sadi Gaddafi, the son of Muammar Gaddafi, and soccer superstar Diego Maradona. Ben says he and Diego are teaming up to open a worldwide chain of sports bars, but Ben still finds himself defending his own reputation because of his steroid controversy.
No one had the right to judge me because no one in his life is perfect. Anywhere else in the world, everybody's doing the same thing. You do understand?
I guess bushes were made to be beaten around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on AppCheck, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, for the 14 of you that still have BlackBerries, you may be interested in knowing that the company has issued layoff notices to a number of their employees, and that has to be because iPhones have... What do they say? Eating their lunch? What's that expression?
Maybe that's not a bad expression.
There's an expression, but it's cruder than that that I don't want to use on here. But so anytime I've ever seen a BlackBerry, as a matter of fact, almost got a BlackBerry instead of the Samsung that I have because the keyboard seemed easier to use. It was smaller. I thought that they were better, but apparently Apple has convinced people that they aren't. So what happens to the future of BlackBerry?
It's funny. I just Googled the word BlackBerry in Google News, and I see rumors that Microsoft is interested in acquiring it. Yes, I see news of layoffs.
Why would Microsoft want to acquire BlackBerry?
BlackBerry has a lot of technology that will do somebody a lot of good.
Really?
And they have a lot of technology when it comes to security and servers, and so it's not a company without value. They just mm-hmm. have not been successful at making phones.
Oh.
So they might go into the...
What else do they make?
They make security software, and they make server software.
So their software is what's good. Their equipment is not.
Their phones used to be the best the planet.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the iPhone came along, and people... You know, I mean, Apple seduced people, and people quickly... It was a brilliant product with brilliant marketing, and BlackBerry never came back, and when they've introduced phones since then, they have frankly been terrible. I think I've used every phone they've released since the iPhone was introduced, and they got increasingly worse, not increasingly better.
All right, speaking of that, and Microsoft, Windows 8 is a disaster for me. I had...
leave the for me part off. It's just a disaster. Yes.
Okay. So how do they keep saying, I'm using Windows 8, I'm going to stop. I'm going to use Windows, go back to 7.
Okay.
But it costs $200 more to buy, to have another. I've had three computers outfitted with Windows 8, and it is an ungodly. It really
it's
is.
It's like a BlackBerry.
It's offensive to spend this kind of money to keep this stuff working and supporting it. And the guy, my technology guy, says, well, I'll give you Windows 7, but it's more expensive. I said, why?
Well, here's why, and it's a brilliant little move on Microsoft's part. When you buy they need more people to use Windows 8.
Why would you use Windows 8? It sucks.
Well, you wouldn't, and that's the point. So you have to buy a Windows 8 computer. They get to get that's a check mark for them, and then you pay for Windows 7, and that's another check mark for them. They're cooking the books in a way.
But they don't make computers per se.
No, but they make the software, and they want to have more and more people using Windows 8. It's all for the analysts and the shareholders.
Wow. Terrific. They got that much power. Bunga bunga. Craig Stebbin.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed
noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.